At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I definitely hope that you're doing all right. Man, I'm excited just about life. It's all the way we look at things. It's all the way that we, you know, what we manifest, what we draw into our lives. You know, I got some irons in the fire, seeing what's going to hit, and I'm just excited about, you know, giving Spirit an opportunity to bless me. Sometimes we have to take those little steps out of faith and say, okay, hey, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you to bless me. And every time I've done that in my life, I want to tell you, my friends, every time I've done that in my own life, I have never, ever, ever been let down. Never, ever have I been let down. And, you know, but it takes us stepping out. And I know that our minds, they want to create all this fear and all these doubts and say, okay, no, you're not going to be able to do that. It's not going to happen. Why would it? And, you know, what we need to do this morning is we need to tell our brain to stop yakking at us. And we need to go inward. We need to go into that place where center is. And that's within, not without. A lot of times we're looking out of us for all the answers. We're looking out of us for that hope. And that hope, that eternal hope, those eternal answers, that internal love is right there inside of you right now. You might not be able to tap into it right now, but you're going to. You know, I believe it. I believe in you. Okay? I definitely do. Now, let's talk about the card I have in front of me. To start the show today, and it comes from my animal guide deck. I'm going to be using my animal deck, I think, most of the show. And it's the cheetah. Have you ever seen a cheetah? They're fast. I was watching the animal channel one time, and they had some cheetahs on there. And those things are powerful, and they're fast, and they're, you know, man, there's no stopping them, looks like. So on the bottom of this card, it says, get clear on your intention. Stay focused and move quickly to achieve your goal. Right, I want to focus on some words here. First of all, get clear on your intention. Okay, let's talk about right now. Let's talk about this now moment. What is your intention in this now moment? What is that? What drew you to this program today? What is that intent? What do you want to get out of today? What do you want to get out of this program? Okay, and then, not just with this program, but your life in general. What is your intent? What do you want to bring into your life? And then, get that intent, and then stay focused on it. Don't let anything distract you from that. You know, there are going to be those people in your lives that are going to say, hey, you know, it's impossible. It's not going to happen. You know, I was thinking about when I was a little kid, I was sitting in my grandparents' house one day and watching the TV, and they were going to launch a man to the moon. It had never, ever been done. It had never been done before. And I was scared for the guy in the capsule because I didn't know what was going to happen. But I'm sure he was scared too. And I'm sure there were people back in those days that said, hey, you know, that's not going to happen. There's no way that that ship's even going to get off the ground, and this is going to be a disaster, and what are you people thinking? But they stayed focused. They had an intent. Their intent was to get to the moon. So they stayed focused on that. No matter what was going on outside of them, no matter what people were saying to them, they stayed focused. They didn't let their fears or their doubts get in their way. And we put a man on the moon because of it. And they moved quickly to achieve that goal. Because they wanted to be the first. So dream bigger today. Put that intent out there today. Focus on that intent today. And move quickly to achieve your goal. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the gifts inside of me and the gifts that are inside of the people that are listening to me right now. And Father, Mother God, teach us more how to unlock those. Let us tap into all of the potential that lies within us. Not just a little bit of it, but all of it. I want to go deeper into you today. I want to hear your voice a little clearer today. I want to be able to see a little clearer today. I want to love a little more today. Father, Mother God, let me be the change that I want to see in the world today. Don't let me have that judgmental attitude, but let me let that go away and let me see how you see the world, how you see me, how you see others. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for what I'm feeling right now, and I move totally out of the way at this moment in time and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I am so thankful for this program, and I am so thankful for my listeners. And right now I pray for them. I ask that today that the chains that have been holding them down, those limited belief systems that have been holding them down, those things that have been keeping them stuck in the mud and not allowing them to move forward, that those things just go away. That today they take that baby step of faith outward towards you and towards their future. Father, Mother God, there's a lot of people on my switchboard right now that are looking for answers. We live in questioning times. We live in times of uncertainty at moments. But the one thing that is a constant and the one thing that remains always is the certainty of you. For you are the I Am. You are the beginning. You are the end. And I thank you for that. Father, Mother God, just let us realize that more and more as we move forward. At this moment, surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we put it all around us, above us, on the sides of us, and underneath us. We go into a bubble of protection right now. And we breathe, and we let you speak to us today. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, man. I don't know about you, but I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling, but I'm feeling something, and it feels good, and so that's great. If you missed yesterday's program, oh my lands! I don't know when I have laughed so hard. It was just a fun show, and if you missed it, luckily for you, it's archived. Go listen to it. Come on. Go listen to it. Not right now. Listen to this one right now. But go listen to it later. But Rebecca Ann, oh my gosh. I'm still going, wow. She was like a dynamite as soon as we went on air. And it was just an amazing journey. And so, yeah, maybe one of these days I'll get to meet her face to face. I would love to do that. But yesterday's program, man, it was awesome. Check it out. But right now, let's stay focused on this now moment and what Spirit's going to do right now. And I'm going to give you the call-in number. I will tell you there are several callers ahead of you. I'm going to try to get to you as I'm going to try to get to everybody today. So 347-327-9316. We are on a little longer today because of that reason. I will try to get to your call today. If I don't get to you, then I just don't get to you. But I'm going to do my very best, I promise, okay? But there's just a lot of things that we do before. Let's go ahead and give you my website. I'm going to tell you something. If you want a reading from me, I found this yesterday, and I have put it over on my website, and you can do this. And I think it will help a lot of you, because a lot of times people just don't have a lot of money, you know. So what I've done over on my website, if you go through PayPal, you can get billed later. So you can go ahead, like, set up a reading now and pay for that, like, in, I think, 6 months or something like that. So go over there, check it out, www.spirituallyawakening.com. You'll find that information on the reading page over there. And so check it out. Pretty good deal. So, because I know that a lot of you don't have a lot of money. So not right now, but we will. We got to manifest it, draw it to us. So we will have that, knock on wood, and just Blue Spirit. So let's go ahead, and I think we're going to go ahead and put on a song really quick here, and then I'm going to take your calls. Let me go down here and see what Spirit wants us to play. How about... I just like this song. We played it yesterday, but I just like this song. And so we're going to play it again, and it's called Hallelujah, and go ahead and sing along with it. It will break something out of you. So, okay, I will be right back after this song. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name's Michael. I'm glad you're here. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for hallelujah, self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into
hallelujah,
self-love,
hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love,
hallelujah,
there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no
hallelujah,
fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah,
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
self-love has no conditions. It's right now.
Taking calls. We're going to start with 612. Let's say hi. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am doing super. Hopefully you are too.
I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name's Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. How can I help?
Hi. I just have a question about actually later today. And my question is, I have a work goal that I'm trying to reach. I recruit people for multi-level marketing, and I'm trying to reach 900 today. I'm going out here in a few hours. I'm wondering if you see me reaching my goal.
Okay. I do see you reaching that goal. The zebra card, I pulled a card for you, and the zebra card says, let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. So maybe you're feeling a little insecure right now, you know, thinking, man,
yes.
I set a huge goal, and is it too much? Have I been off?
Yes, yes, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, but you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. You know, we got to dream big. We got to trust spirit. And,
yes.
And so, you know, the zebra coming in here to begin with on this issue is saying, okay, let go of your fear, okay? Saying, hey, okay, I set a goal. That's what I want to see. And manifest that, you know, all day long. See you reaching that. You know,
okay.
Yeah, you know, just keep focused on your go. You know, focus, but
okay.
Also focus on the people you're with at that moment. But, you know,
absolutely.
You know, and but then at the amazing end of the day, you're going to reach that goal and maybe a little more.
Oh, my goodness. You're awesome. I'm so happy I called in because when you first started talking, I was like, I feel like this show was like for me because you were talking about everything I was going through.
Okay, yeah, and next card, Platypus, it says stop complaining and focus your attention on the blessings in your life. We all do that. We all complain, you know,
yes.
Once in a while. We go, okay, why can't things be better, da, da, da. So
right
now, but focus on the blessing in your life,
okay.
Especially your blessings of today. You know, I'm excited for you. I truly am excited for you because at the end of today, you're going to see spirit in work, in your life, and that's an amazing thing. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps you.
No, it definitely does. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's the good times keep on rolling there. How about 540? You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, Danelle. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just looking for some spiritual guidance today.
Okay, well, I think you called in the right place. Let's try to get you some, okay? Let me go ahead and shuffle the cards here. Any focus for today? Anything that you want to focus on?
Just some what direction to go, spiritual guidance.
Okay, all right. Let's pull some cards. Okay, the Kiwi card from my animal guide deck, it says do a walking meditation each day for the next week. So to begin here, I feel like your mind is too much in control right now. So what Spirit's saying here is we got to quiet that thing down. Okay? Would you agree with that? I feel your thoughts right now. When I'm tapping into you, it's just like all these things are just buzzing by me. I can't even focus on one thing. It's like everything is just buzzing around in your head. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm a fast light worker.
Yeah. So what we need to do is we need to ground you a little bit. You need to ground a little bit here, and then do a meditation every single day for the next 7 days. And if you do that, you're definitely going to see some changes, okay? You're definitely going to see some things opening up for you spiritually in every place of your life. The honeybee is the next card I pulled, and it says, let compassion and forgiveness be your top priority in this situation. So, you know, stay in that place of love. No matter today, maybe you're going to come across some people that might rub you the wrong way, but don't let that affect you. I think a lot of times you're affected as a light worker, a lot of times, and you're an empath as well. So a lot of times other people can affect us if we allow that to happen. But let your compassion and your forgiveness be your top priority in every situation of today. Let that be your focus. You stay true to who you are. And the next card, you know, take some time out of your usual life and spend it in solitude. It's a snow leopard. So basically what Spirit's saying is really go inward, really, you know, with both, I got a couple cards here talking about going inward, really focusing on you. So really look at yourself, look at those things that you want in your life, and today is going to be an awesome day for you, and hopefully that helps.
I appreciate it, yes, thank you.
Okay, all right, you stay true to yourself, okay? All right.
Thank you, I will.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of times we can get distracted by life, and you know, I don't know about you, but it seems like I'll wake up in the morning, and that's always a good thing if we wake up. But I always wake up in the morning, and I sort of plan my day, and I said, man, you know, it's going to be this and that and that. And then all of a sudden, life happens. And, you know, not everybody, unfortunately, in our world are happy at the moment. And so there's a lot of grumpy people on planet Earth. But we don't have to be one of them. We can be that light, and we can shine forth in that grumpiness. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we just get caught up. So let's not get caught up in today. Let's stay focused on who we are, which are spiritual beings having human experiences. Let's not let those human experiences overload us today, okay? All right. Stay true to yourselves. All right, 773, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Good, beautiful show. I am very enlightened by the show, by the way.
Well, thank you. I'm honored that you are spending some time with me, so thank you.
Yes, I needed this today.
Okay. Hey, I think we all do. I do this show for you guys, but this show actually helps me too. So, hey, we all get something out of it. Hey, that's a win-win. How can I help?
Yes, actually, I was calling because I met a guy named Darnell. I felt this like a different type of energy from him. It's a beautiful energy. Okay. I would like to explore it, and I was just wondering because I have these feelings, I have these thoughts. I've been consulting, you know, praying, talking to my spirit guides about it, and I get good feelings about it. But I just wanted to run it by.
Okay.
Someone.
All right.
To see it's
well,
true.
Well, okay. I don't know if I got your name. Could I get your name?
Tempest.
Okay. Thank you. The one thing that I'm picking up right away on this is there's a little bit of fear coming in here, a little bit of self-doubt about you, okay? So we don't want that to sabotage this because what you have in front of you is an amazing journey, okay? Is an amazing person's in front of you. So what we got to really watch here, and I'm seeing some of this creeping up here, is a lot of your self-doubt, a lot of fears from your past are talking to you already, saying, okay, this isn't going to work out, that ain't going to happen. And so, first of all, we got to tell your brain to shut up and realize that this person is awesome. This is going to be a slow process. I will tell you it's going to be a slow process, but it's going to be a process of getting to know each other, and that's important. And you got a solid foundation in front of you. So let's go towards your solid future and not let your past fears, your past hurts, because I feel like that there's a past hurt from a past relationship that is going to pop its ugly head up in here. And so we're just going to have to watch for that and not let that happen, okay?
Okay.
And you know, because I think a little bit there's some trust issues on your part. Does that make any sense? I just feel like, okay. Because I just keep seeing that. So when that ugly little monster of not trusting pops its head up, you just say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Because you deserve this guy, and this guy deserves you. This is a fit made by spirit. This is an awesome relationship. And so move ahead, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Don't let your fear stop you. Man, don't let that happen. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, spirit just wants to bless the socks off of us and wants to bless us over and over and over. And then all of a sudden, you know, spirit's saying, man, I got this huge thing for you, and it's like a huge plate, and it's packed full of just yummy, wonderful things. And then all of a sudden, bam, your brain comes in here and says, what? You don't deserve that. But you do. Let our brains stop lying to us. Believe the voice of truth inside of you. Because you deserve that and way more than that. Because you are a super duper spiritual being, and we got to start living like it. Yeah, super duper spiritual being. I think I'm going to make a bumper sticker to put in my car. It says, I'm a super duper spiritual being, and so are you. All right. Might just not know it yet. All right. 805. Hi, how are you? Hello? Hello? 805? I'm talking to you, but I guess you're not there. I'll check back. All right. 701, let's try to talk to you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help today?
Just a basic reading. Nothing specific.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's me or if it's Blog Talk or what's going on, but I'm having a really hard time hearing all of a sudden. And also it could be lower energy. So you didn't have nothing. So just general, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull some cards for you. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle these. Could you say your name out loud for me, please? Just your
Margie.
First name? Margie? Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead and pull some cards. When I'm tapping into your energy, Margie, why would I be feeling a lot of gray energy around you? Are you feeling a little down today?
No, not today. Tomorrow okay. will be.
Well, we don't want to create that. Stop that. Come on. What did you just create? Let's take that back. Okay, come on. Oh, we got to take that back. So we're not going to create that. What? No way.
No.
All right.
It's my grandma's birthday tomorrow.
Excuse me?
It's my grandma's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And so that's a bad time for you, or? Is that,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Your grandmother in spirit, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Your grandmother is saying, why are you creating that as a bad day? That's an actually for her. She, hey, I'm telling you what she's telling me. She just popped in here. So she's telling me to tell you that that's not a bad day. It's our focus. You know, my grandmother, we did a show, I think it was last week, actually, on Wednesday. You know, my grandmother had passed away 30 years ago. When my grandmother passed away, you know, I didn't know what I know now. I didn't understand the afterlife. I didn't understand death. I didn't understand all that stuff. And it was a hard time for me. It almost ended me, honestly. And so I understand, you know, that grayness. But I also want you to know that she's telling me that it was like a graduation day for her. She was like in some pain, and those last few years of her life just were not, you know, very productive for her. And she's telling me that was an awesome day for her, and she's not in pain anymore. She wants you to know she's happy, and she's around you constantly. So she doesn't want tomorrow to be a gray day for you. She wants you to see it as something different, okay? Because she's always around you. She's saying, hey, I'm not away. I'm right there. So does that help? I hope.
Yeah.
She's like this spitball fire. I mean, I don't know. She just ran in here. Like, what did she just say? A gray day. And I was like, hey, you got to talk to her about it. Not me. I'm not the one that said it. But, you know, she wants you to see it different. Okay. Yes, of course we miss them in body form. We do. I miss my grandmother in body form every single day of my life. I wish I could walk into her house and you know, get those peanut butter cookies that she made so much and all that stuff. So we do miss them in body form. But the one thing that helps me is to know that she continued on. And so does your grandmother, and so does all of her loved ones. They continue on. There is no such thing as death. There is no endings, just new beginnings.
Right.
And so let's not make tomorrow a gray day, okay? Let's not make that, all right? And hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, it was like, man, I was getting ready to pull some cards for you, and all of a sudden I had this woman just fly in here and said, what did she just say? A gray day. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. All right, 631, how are you? And I appreciate you calling. Hi. Hello? I don't know.
Hello?
Hi. There you are.
How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I think you know me. I'm Mabel. I called you last week. My name in English is Mabel.
Oh, yeah, Mabel.
You remember? Yeah, good.
Hey, it is such... Hey, my spirit inside of me just started bubbling with all this joy. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, Mabel. How can I help you today?
Oh, sweetie, I like to remember me, but the fact today is, well, I remember that you used the animal cards, and I was a butterfly, so it was amazing, it's good, and I'm very fine with that. But even I know I'm going to cry, I would like to know if there is someone, you know, who passed away in my life.
Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Please
sure.
Do not feed me any information. Please only answer yes or no to my questions, okay?
Like your guest yesterday. I remember that.
Okay, all right. Yes or no. Do not feed us information. All right. Okay. I'm getting a male presence with a past probably, I'm getting around about their 60s and their 60s. Is that making any sense to you, Mabel?
60s, do you mean my age?
By age, would have been, could have been late 60s. I'm getting 67, 68, 69, anything like that. I'm also getting initial, like D, could be David. They're saying David, Dennis, something like that. I'm picking up a David name around you. Is there anybody in spirit named David?
No.
Okay. That might make sense to you later because I keep picking up David. I keep hearing David.
Okay.
Or David. They're not saying David. They're saying, they're saying David, but in a different language. This might be also for somebody else that's listening to us, but I'm picking up the name David all of a sudden because they keep saying that. Is your father in spirit? Because I keep picking up somebody, a father-like, really close to you.
Oh, yes. My father passed away 15 years ago.
Okay. Is there also somebody in spirit besides your father that was like a father to you? Because I'm picking up somebody that came across to me, they're saying father-like. There was almost like really close to your dad. This could be a grandfather. It could be. I feel like it's a grandfather on your dad's side. Did you know your grandfather on your dad's side?
No.
Okay. Because all of a sudden I'm picking up that energy as well. So what that means to me is they're right side by side in spirit, because mm-hmm. they're almost duplicate. It's almost like they were twins in some ways in the spirit world. Your dad is coming forth at this moment in time to tell me, to tell you that the situation that you're facing right now, and I don't know what that is, but he's telling me the situation that you're facing right now, and to you it looks huge, but he's saying that you have the strength to get through it. You're a very strong person. He's also telling me to tell you that he's proud of you. I don't know what that means to you, but he wants me to tell you that he's proud of you. I don't know if he says that he didn't say that very much when he was with you on this plane, but he wants you to know that he is very proud of you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, because I love my father, but uh-huh. because my parents divorced, I didn't
right.
see him for maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 years
right.
anymore.
Right.
And
yeah.
when I saw him again, he was in a wheelchair, and a few months later, he passed away because he had lung cancer.
Right, yeah.
So,
and he's telling me that he wants you to know that every cell, this is important for you to know this, every cell in his body is perfectly fine now. There is no cancer. There is no sickness. He is perfectly whole. And he wants you to be whole in spirit. He wants you to go into the place of spirit and find that wholeness. And hopefully, Mabel, that has helped you today, and I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
Take care, right. okay? We love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. Man. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to take a second here. Okay. All right, we're going to stop for a minute. I'm picking up, I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to write down some things really quick. Hold on, I'm going to get a piece of paper here. Let me get some note cards. All right. Okay, I'm picking up a name, David. David, if you are listening to the show, maybe you're already on the switchboard. David, this is also the David I'm picking up now is like a younger, not an older man. This is a younger man. I think people called him Davy. Passed in an accident. Something with his tire. I don't know if it was like a blowout. And it looks like a reddish car, but it's not like bright red. It's like a reddish car, maybe maroon. All right. Is that making sense to you? Please let me know. Also, if you're not called in yet and it's making sense to you, please call me, 347-327-9316. David, or known as Davy. Somebody called him Davy. So passed away in an accident, and I believe a blowout or something to do with the tire. All right. Let's go ahead with some calls here. 805, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How can I help you today?
Good. Yeah, I'm trying to create abundance in my life and,
okay.
you know, just different ways that, you know, to create money so I can help my nieces and nephews and,
okay.
you know, just bring the family together. Sometimes that takes money to do things. So I wanted to
right.
know how that was looking for me.
Okay. Looking pretty good. Keep manifesting what you want in your life. A lot of times we get a little discouraged. You know, the one thing that I would do is a vision board. I don't know if you know what a vision board is, but
yeah, cut out things from magazines.
Yeah, cut out things from magazines, and see what you want. I would cut out a lot of money. Maybe go maybe go to a store and get, you know, like some play money.
Okay.
Put all that money on there and just see that. And then on top of that money, I would put pictures of what you want that money to bring into your life. You know, maybe cut out some hearts because you're talking about family. So, you know, have that closeness, creating that closeness. Because, you know, a lot of times families split all over the place and,
exactly.
And you know, and we scatter, you know, we might be close at one time, but then it seems like we just scatter. I mean, I have family all over the place. And
yeah, it costs money to get everybody together.
It does. You know, we want to have those family reunions and stuff, but it costs money. You know, tickets and, you know, stuff like that. Because a lot of family members, especially some of your family members, are older, and they just can't drive anymore. I mean, that would just be a hard trip for a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe back in their younger days they could do it, but, you know, they're not. Their bodies are just getting tired. Talking about that, is there somebody? Okay, I just picked up something. Is there a woman that is really sick right now or questionable right now?
Yes, that's my friend in Boston. His sister's really sick, and she's in Canada.
Okay, because I keep picking up a very older woman that either in the hospital or looks like she might be going into the hospital, or should be in the hospital. It's something like that, because I keep seeing an older woman, and I really feel like that she's sick. So you might want to check on her or something.
Okay.
I'm just really concerned about her in spirit right now. They brought her to my attention really quick. So you might just want to check in on her, all right? But I do feel like that this year you are going to see some changes in your finances, positive changes. Let's be sure that I say the word positive changes with your finances. And so, because a lot of times I see some changes in your finances and people start worrying. But I definitely see positive changes. Next year, definitely a lot more growth in your finances next year, more stability. Something about a job change, or are you thinking about a job change or something?
Well, I'm thinking of taking care of my friend. From Boston, he wants to come out, and I would take care of him, and he would pay me.
Yeah, that's what I sort of saw something like that, because I saw like a job change that was going to bring you a lot more money. So that would be probably what I was seeing, because I saw like a job change, and it felt like it was traveling from a distance to you, and so it didn't make any sense to me at that moment, but now it does. But I saw like a change in that, because I was like, okay, a lot of times we travel to jobs. I've never seen a job travel to you. So that's amazing. But yeah, things are definitely getting ready to change. So I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Michael. Have a nice day.
You too. All right, bye-bye. No problem. All right, let's go ahead and keep things moving here. 916, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Hello. Michael. Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Diana.
Hi. I haven't talked to you forever. How are you?
Well, I'm the same. I just felt like calling you to see when you were going to have a show, and your show was on. I got the nudge to check to see when Michael was going to be on.
Well, Michael's on, so that's good.
So you must have a message from Spirit or someone on the other side.
Okay, let me pull some cards here really quick for you. Let me go ahead and they keep trying to show me something. I keep looking at my bookshelf that's right above me, and Spirit keeps drawing me to my bookshelf, and I don't know why. I just got it. Okay, I figured it out. All right. But let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. The boar card, or the pig. And it says, face your problems head on with confidence and courage, and you will emerge. I want you to listen to the last few words here. Emerge victorious. Okay?
Yes.
So face your problems head on with confidence and courage. You're losing a little bit of that. They feel like it's piling up on you. Last time I talked to you, you were having some car problems, I believe. Did those get worked out?
No, it actually got worse.
That's not good.
And I don't know who the person that you told me might fix it. He was the one who fixed the other problem. He was not even at all interested. So someone else looked at it, and there was a broken spark plug, and oil had come up into the spark plug chambers, and the spark plug holder had flown out and spread this all over the car. So just from that moment that they discovered it, it started spitting out white smoke. So people are telling me it's like gasket. I don't know if that steel sealant will work or not, but that's going to be my next move.
Okay.
Well, does that sound right?
I believe it will help. Yeah, I believe it will help. I do believe that you need to have a mechanic that helps out here, but I do believe that will help part of the problem there. Yeah. Are you there? Hello?
You still there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
It's a question.
I can't hear you.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see if anybody else can hear me. All right. Let's go. I don't know if it's me here. Let's try to see if anybody can hear me. 518, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
All right, okay, let's move on to you. I don't know why she lost me, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Linda.
Linda, how can I help you today?
Romance that's been like nothing happening for a lot of years, and I really wasn't interested, but I'm just wondering if anything down the pipeline this year.
Okay, So what's piquing your interest now? I mean, you weren't interested before. I'm interested in what's piquing your interest right now.
Well, I get maybe because living in the city I've been living, been lonesome, you know.
Okay.
So I
right.
like to. Yeah,
you just want somebody to share your life with, and
just something to do some things with, you know.
Yeah,
nothing
just hanging
deep
out.
And heavy.
Yeah, just hang out. Just have somebody to go out to. You know, I don't know about you, but I just, you know, I'm alone too at the moment. You know, and I just don't like eating by myself a lot. You know, I get a little depressed when there's an empty chair across from me. And
yeah.
so, but the one thing, I got good news for you, though. With
uh-oh.
All that said, I got
this
good news.
This is good. Oh, yes.
All right, I got good news. You know, the days of you being alone are about over. There's a gentleman that is coming into your path here by the end of the year, and you know, just going to be hanging out, going out to dinner. You know, I don't know if you like dancing, but I see some dancing going on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I definitely see some dancing, and so I don't. He's just like, yeah, he loves to dance, this guy, and so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I do too. He's very active. The one that I will tell you, he's a very active person. So it's going to be like, yeah, he'll be wanting to go places, somebody that is financially stable. Because I do believe that this can work into something a little more serious down the line. But it's going to start out as friends, and that's always good, and that's what you want right now.
Yes.
And so, if it ends up being something else, that's wonderful too. But be open to whatever it becomes, okay?
Okay?
That's one thing that Spirit wants me. Because sometimes we have those expectations, so let's not put any expectations on this. Let's just let it be what it's going to be, okay?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be awesome for you. He's going to be a really stand-up. He's really funny, too. I love his personality. He's funny. Sometimes you're not going to get his humor, I will tell you. Because sometimes he has a little dry humor, but he is going to be funny. But sometimes you're going to look at him and just think he's crazy. But he's not crazy. He's a good guy, and you deserve a good guy. So
that's nice. That's refreshing.
All right. You know, and the one thing, you know, the one thing I want to tell you, all those years that you know. We're not interested. You sort of were, and you were sort of manifesting things and planting the seed out there. There was just a hurt. There was just a – when I look at you, and I'm just going to get serious for just a second here. When I look at you, I did see like an empty spot in your heart. I feel like that somebody left or whatever and left like a little empty space in you. And now it's time for that empty space to be filled with somebody else. And now you're ready.
Okay.
A lot of times we rush into relationships. I, you know, as a reader, I see a lot of this. You know, people just rushing and rushing. And, I, you know, and I say, slow down. You need to heal. You've done that, and now it's time for somebody to come in. So you're ready. So
excellent.
Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we do have to do that hard work sometimes. You know, we break up, or, you know, there's a passing of, you know, somebody that we loved, and then there's that empty space, and, you know, a lot of times we do feel alone. You know, one thing that I think with our society sometimes, this is just my opinion, and, you know, it's my show, so I guess I can give my opinion. You know, a lot of times I think that what I see is that we're just rushing. You know, we get hurt. You know, let's say we break up and then we rush right into another relationship. And sometimes that can work, but a lot of times it's disastrous. And then we keep doing it. We just have a cycle. We are running away from some emotional pain inside of us. And so what we do is we run into somebody else's arm. They hurt us, and then we get hurt more. Then we run into somebody else's arms, and we get hurt by them. Are you following? We need to stop running and start facing. All right, that was free. That didn't cost you anything. 909, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I just would like a general reading.
Okay, I know who this is, but could you say your name for me, please?
Yeah, hi, I'm Sandy. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I recognize your voice. I'm just not really good on names. I can't remember every single person.
You know,
that calls
well,
in
it's just because you talk to about a zillion people a week. You
yeah.
know, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's probably a reason why I don't do that. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes I go, wow, okay. The tiger card.
Oh.
You're being called upon to provide leadership, so trust that you're capable of doing so.
Okay.
Does that make sense to
yes.
you? Yeah.
It does.
Okay,
it does.
You're being called to do that. Okay, right now the Camilla card pops up, and it says stay in the background and adapt to the situation rather than be suspicious and attempting to direct the course of events. So right now, you're called to do leadership, but right now, that card is saying, okay, right now, at this now moment, maybe today, is, you
okay.
know, stay in the background a little bit. Observe, you know,
okay.
see what's going on. Seeing, you know, seeing some changes that you might need to take place, you know.
Okay.
And then, but right now, a lot of times, I think you... like just to step in and direct things, and right now Spirit's saying, okay, don't do that right now. You know, you just need to observe and see what's going on. Does that make sense?
Well, I think what it means is I think there's, there's opportunities all the time, but there's something really big that's coming, a very, very big surprise, and I think they're just saying just bide your time.
Right,
Don't go out and look for something to direct. Let it come to you and say, yes, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, right. I totally agree. You didn't need me. You already had it. I just got you aimed in the direction. But, yeah. You know, but the thing is, yeah, definitely coming your way. And, you know, a lot of times we try to do that. We try to get something to, you know, start. And, you know, and then when we get underneath that hood, if we don't know what we're doing, we can mess that thing up. And
right.
So let's not get underneath the hood today and let Spirit bless you. They're saying two. I don't know if it's 2 weeks, 2 months. They're saying two. This is when this thing's going to pop in. I don't know if it's
Perfect.
2 weeks, 2 months, but it's definitely two something.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Okay. Yeah, that's great. I appreciate
right.
it. I'm starting out like the fish in the little pond, and then I'll go to a bigger pond, and then a bigger pond.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be in the gigantic ocean before you know it.
Okay.
All
right, Michael.
Yeah, let's skip all these little ponds and let's get you to the big ocean and let's swim around in there. All right.
Let's see a bridge over those ponds. Thanks, Michael. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So awesome. All right. Let's go ahead and let's 678. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Susie. Hi.
It's Susie. Yes.
Yes.
My call dropped and I had to get to back of the line again.
Oh, no. Hey, there's a reason. There's a reason for
Yes,
I know. I don't know. It just happens. Okay, how can I help? How can I help?
Just the right now message from Spirit would be good.
Right now message. Trust, trust, trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your message. I'm going to pull some cards.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. The platypus pops in here. Says, stop complaining and focus your attention on the blessings in your life. We had that pop up a while ago. But, you know, again, you know, just let things be. Look, count your blessings. You know, I remember I've been thinking about my grandmother a lot lately, you know, in the last couple weeks. And remember when we go Baptist Church, I always heard the song, count your many blessings, name them one by one.
Yeah.
Your many blessings, see what God has done. And so so that's what we need to focus on right now. Let's focus.
Oh, I do every day.
Yeah, focus, count them. You know, I want you to literally count them today. All the blessings that Spirit does in your life just today. From this now moment, it's 12 o'clock. Oh, it's almost 12 o'clock where I'm at. So from 12 o'clock for the rest of the day, Susie, I want you to keep a list of all the blessings. And then I want you to call me tomorrow, and I want you to tell me how many of those were on your list.
Okay. Okay.
I want you to count.
I will do that, Michael.
Spirit wants you to focus on the blessings today. This is your assignment from a higher power than me. So you got homework. So count your count. Hey, that'd be good for all of us. But I think they really want you to focus on all the blessings in your life, because even when it feels like you're being slammed, Susie, and when those things are not working out and like you want them to do, everything is working according to plan. They want me to tell you that today. Everything is still on plan. Okay?
Yes.
You might not see that right now, and that's why they're giving you this homework thing, is because everything is getting you to where you want to be. And it's just been a long ways around. And so,
it's going around the block and down.
Yeah.
And another corner.
Hey, I always think of, you know, there's in the Bible, there's a story about the children of Israel, and they were trying to get to the promised land, and they wandered around in the desert for 40 years all they were doing was complaining. They weren't focused on the blessings in their lives. All they wanted to do was go back to the past, which wasn't all that great for them. So they spent 40 years going around in a circle. And if they had went on a straight line, they could have been there to the promised land in 2 days.
Oh,
so stop complaining. Let's not put you in the wilderness for 40 years, okay?
No, I don't have 40 years, Michael.
Let's get you to the promised land, all right? It is coming. All right. Hey, that was a free sermon. That didn't cost you anything. All right. Thank you, Susie. I appreciate it.
Let's have an amen.
Amen. All right. Hey, you have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too, Michael. I love you.
I love you, too. All right. Can I get a witness on that? All right. 631. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on.
Yes. Again.
Hello. How can I help?
It's Mabel again, Mabel.
Oh, yes.
I tried to keep you my feedback because you asked me for that. Okay, but I think I have to tell you because I know how I have no so much time to talk to you. But the fact is, you talk about someone called David. Okay.
Oh, David. Yeah.
Yes. The fact is, I don't know anyone in my family called David, but the youngest brother of my father. My father's name was Victor.
Okay.
And his youngest brother was John. And he was kind of a priest. I mean, it was, I remember, I was very young when he passed away.
Okay.
And maybe he was in his latest 20s. I don't know, maybe 28, whatever. And I remember him so nice, so cool, so fantastic. I know for a fact that they passed away be carbonized in a car crash.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only thing that makes me think. Maybe his second name was John Davis. I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I feel like it's connecting, so let me go ahead with this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and connect this. And I appreciate you calling back. So let's make this connection so I don't have him hanging out with me all day long. And so there's not a lot here. He just wants me to tell you there's somebody that thinks that he caused this accident. I don't know. I don't know anything about his family or anything about this, but he wants everybody to know that he didn't cause this. There was something that happened, and I feel like that there was something with a tire. I keep seeing a tire here. But he wants you to know that he's happy, he's okay. He all of a sudden he's bringing forth a woman. Is your mother in spirit?
Excuse me?
Is your mom in spirit? Is your mom?
No, my mom is alive.
Your mom's alive. Okay.
Yes. They didn't have, they never had a very good relationship between my father's family and my mother's family.
Okay. That's probably why he's trying to make a connection here. Okay. Because he's saying mom. So that's probably why he's, okay. I believe that will be healed in time, you know, that whole thing will be healed. But he's just saying that just wanted to say hi. So that's all he wanted to say. So that's my job. So I appreciate you calling back. All right.
Yeah, sure. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead. I got one more call and 847. So far, you're going to be my last call. Whoop. Hi.
Hi. This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. I appreciate you calling in. How can I help?
Can I just have, a general reading?
Okay, you could, but Spirit's saying that you have a focus. Is there something going on? Because I was going to give you a general reading, but Spirit says that you have a question. Do you have a question?
I'm actually having a lot of anxiety today.
I have been processing a lot
of childhood abuse.
Yeah, I can feel it. So we're gonna do an exercise, you and me, okay? Because as soon as I started taking your call, my hands started jittering. I'm really nervous. That's one thing as an empath is I pick up that. And so, you know, it's okay. So don't feel bad about that. That's just part of who I am. Okay.
Thank you.
But I am definitely very edgy. It's like you're scared. It's like something is scaring you. This is a guy. I don't know if they're... Does that make any sense? It feels like somebody just overpowering you. And this could be in your childhood. This is.
Yeah, it would be my dad.
Okay, yeah, just very, anytime he almost walked in the house, you almost cringed at times.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Okay, Spirit wants to heal this, okay?
Okay.
And so the one thing that I want to tell you, I'm going to give you some steps, okay?
Okay.
You know, if you do this is great. If you don't do it, that's okay too. You might not be ready. But the one thing I want to tell you is the first thing you have to do is you have to face it. And the one thing I want to tell you to tell your brain that when your brain is showing you some of the stuff as real, let's realize that you are not a little kid anymore. Okay? That's the first thing I need to let you know. Okay? You're not little anymore. Okay? You're powerful now. Okay? Back then you weren't. But you are now, okay? And so one thing, when this thing start popping up, and right now you are going through a lot of emotional stuff, but once you get out of here, you're going to be free from all of this. And so that's an awesome thing.
See me getting out of here.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
And yeah, you're really close. This is your breakthrough day, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're really close to getting this thing whipped. So let's not give up now,
because you're
about to whip this thing. And so the one thing that you have to do, though, and this might be hard for you, you're going to have to forgive.
Okay.
And trust me, there's some stuff in my childhood, I'm not going to go into details, But there's some stuff in my childhood that was really hard for me to forgive a certain person. And it was my dad. And so it was really hard. And so, but the one thing that I'll tell you, that we don't forgive for them, we forgive for us. Because it sets us free. Right now, you're attached very much to all of this fear and all of this hurt and all of this stuff. But if you can say, you know, I forgive him and really mean that, this load that you've been carrying around for years and years and years and years is just going to fall off of you.
Okay.
So I'm going to be praying for you today, and I'm going to ask all my listeners to pray for you as well. And so we want this thing to get whipped today. So we want you out of this today, okay?
And yeah, so, and you're right on the money, by the way.
Yeah. So it's going to be forgiving. That's the, you know, unforgiveness keeps us trapped. It keeps us in that place of, you know, I hate that person. I'm not saying that you've ever felt this way, so, you know, but I'm just saying that a lot of times when we have unforgiveness, we have anger. And when
right.
we have anger, we have hate. And there's too much of that in our planet as it is. We need to get rid of that in our own lives so we can help the world get rid of it in their lives. And so so today is your day to do that. And, you know, hey, this is a big step for you. And I want to say I'm proud of you. And so because, you know, even just facing this is a little scary. But
yes.
But since I've been talking to you, one really nice thing is your anxiety doesn't feel as much as it was when we first started. So that's a good thing. And so you just calm down. And when your anxiety comes, there's a song that I play sometimes on air, and it's by Marie Osmond, and it's called Breathe. And so, you know, when you feel that anxiety coming up, just breathe and just keep telling yourself, I have the power. I'm going to step into my power because it's within you. Okay?
Okay. That was excellent.
All right. Stand in
you
there.
You were right on the money.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Now let's talk about the subject of the day. Okay? Phone lines are closed. Let's teach. I love to teach. So let's teach. All right. After-death communication. What is it? You know, and how do our loved ones communicate with us? We're going to learn here in a minute. And this is not my material. This is not my stuff. This is just stuff I found. So let me give you where this is and give them credit where credit's due, because this is not my stuff, and I don't want to take credit for it. Www.neardeath.com. And I have no idea how to say their last name, but it's GUGGENHEIM.html and A1. But if you go over there, www.neardeath.com, and it's Bill and Judy Grimheim. Hopefully I said that right. All right. But that's who wrote this stuff, and they actually did a study. Let's just talk about them really quick. They did a study, 7 years of research, actually, on after-death communication from a scientific point of view. They collected more than 3,300 firsthand reports from people who believe that they have been contacted by a deceased loved one. Their book, Hello from Heaven, documents many such experiences. And hey, trust me, I'm going to be contacting these people and trying to get them on here with us. Because that would be great. I would love to talk to them and learn more about their book. But it's called Hello from Heaven. Hello from Heaven, a new field of research after death communication confirms that life and love are eternal. And that's what I want you to know today. Let's just talk from my point of view for a minute. You know, the one thing that I want to say is that, you know, there is no separation. Love goes on. You know, one of my favorite movies was Titanic. And one of my favorite songs from that movie and it makes me cry every time I hear it, my heart will go on. Because that's life. That's our loved ones. That's, you know, I love doing what I do because I get to talk to just not my loved ones, but I get to talk to your loved ones, and I get to connect you with them. And that is so cool when they come forward and they tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, I want to talk. That is so cool. I mean, it happened yesterday. I wasn't going to take a call, and all of a sudden I felt a woman's presence and says, hey, I need to talk. And I'm glad that we made that connection. You listen to the show. We got to be open and we got to pay attention to signs. I'm going to tell you about 12 types of after-death communication signs here in a minute. That these people, that Bill and Judy found in their research. Between 1988 and 1995, the Guggenheims interviewed 2,000 people from all over the U.S. and in Canada, ranging in age from children to the elderly, who experienced ADC or after-death communication. They came from diverse educational, social, economic, religious, occupational backgrounds. The Guggenheims conservatively estimated is that at least 50 million Americans, or 20% of the population, have had one or more ADC experiences. In their study, they collected more than 3,300 firsthand accounts of after-death communication from people who spontaneously and directly had such communications. No third party, such as hypnotists, psychics, mediums, or devices of any kind were involved. These were accounts of after-death communication with their loved ones, not using somebody like me, not using a hypnotist, but your loved one coming to you saying, hey, here I am. That's cool. It just sent goosebumps back up and down me, all the way down my back. Man. All right. But after-death communication, I believe in it. I started experiencing it. We talked about it, you know, a week ago Wednesday with my grandmother. Right when she passed, when we were getting in the cars, I heard her voice. I didn't totally understand what I was hearing at that moment. But I was trying to make a decision if she wanted me to go home with my parents or if I was supposed to go to church. I heard her say, go to church. Definitely grandma. So after death communication, it happens. We're just not paying attention, my friends. They're talking to us. You know, most of the stuff going on in your house right now, I hear this all the time. I hear, Michael, there's just stuff going on in my house. My cabinet doors are opening. My lights are blinking off and on. My faucets will come on by themselves. You know, I'll lay my keys over here. My keys are moved over here. I get in my car and my windshield wipers are going crazy. Who do you think's doing that? You know, a lot of times, you know, it just amazes me. You know, I walk into homes and I'll do an investigation sometimes and you know, they're thinking, man, you know, there's something really dark in here. And I was like, no. It's your grandma just messing with you, wants to say hi. You're just not paying attention. So she's like, hello, what do I have to do, put a billboard up in the front yard? They love you. Do you know, the one thing that I love being a medium is the one thing that I know without a doubt. I get this question all the time as a medium. So, Michael, are my loved ones okay? Absolutely, positively. So let's just get that out of the way. Your loved ones are great. Okay? Because they don't have any more limitations. They're not limited by these human little suits that you and I are in. Can you imagine how it's going to feel like when our spirit comes out of this limited thing that has been holding it down, it's going to be awesome. That's how they are. And the thing is, I will tell you, you don't think they want to talk to you? They absolutely want to talk to you. They don't mind not always talk. You know, the one thing that I always get, you know, when I do events and stuff, you know, I stress out before I do mediumship events. I stress out. Just ask my friends. I just stress out. Because I want so bad. I probably want it more than you want it. I want it so bad for your loved ones to come through and to talk to you. I probably want it more than you do at times. And so I put all the stress on myself. So then I have to relax. Then I have to calm down. Because I just want to prove to people that life does continue on. That there is absolutely no such thing as death. There is no ending. Our bodies, yes, we put them in a little box, we put them in the ground, and we say goodbye to the body. But we do not say goodbye to the spirit. Because the spirit goes on. The spirit continues forward. There is no stopping us. There's no stopping. No stopping. 12 types. Let's go to the 12 types here really quick. 12 types of ADC, or after-death communication research that was done by these people. Okay. Number one, sensing a presence. This is the most common form of contact. However, many people generally discount such experiences, thinking it is just their imagination. How many times in your life, let's just ask you this, okay? How many times in your life have you felt somebody around you or behind you, or you're just like, okay, somebody's watching me? Raise your hand. Man, lots of hands, okay? But, you know, your brain says, that's just your imagination. That's not true. That's, whoa, what? There's no way. That's how it started with me. I started seeing little shadows. And I would, you know, out of a glimpse of my eye, have you ever done that? Just thought, whoa, what was that? That's how it starts, just sensing them, sensing the present. You got to trust that. You got to trust that intuition, you know. They're felt during the days, weeks, immediately after the death. People can have them for months and even years later. You can feel, because they're always around us. I remember standing on May 4th in 1983 at the cemetery where we had put my grandmother's body in the ground. But past all my tears and past all my hurt and past all my human stuff that was going on that day. I felt her. This is the first time I'm actually realizing it. I felt her presence right there. Because she didn't want my heart breaking. She didn't want me to think that that was the end. But my mind was trying to convince me, with everything inside of it, trying to convince me that that was the end. Because in doing so, they knew that if they could convince me that she was the most important person in my life at that moment, and if they could have convinced me that she was never going to be around me again, then why would I still want to be here? And there were days that I questioned that, my friend. But her presence is what got me through that. Her saying, Michael, come on, do I have to get the paddle out and apply some wisdom to you? Number two, hearing a voice. Some people report hearing an external voice, the same voice heard when the person was alive and speaking to them. St. John's Hospital, when my On May 1st, 1983, my grandmother passed away. She passed away at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By 4:30 that afternoon, when I got out to the parking lot, I was hearing her voice. Just as if she was standing right beside me. And you hear your voice of your loved ones too, but you're not paying attention. You're, again, your brain is saying that's impossible. A lot of times at night, you're hearing them call you. Especially if they had just passed. I feel like somebody listening to me right now, your husband is calling your name at night. But you're going, maybe I'm just dreaming. You're not dreaming. It's happening. He loves you so much. You're hearing their voice. 3, feeling a touch. This type of after-death communication involves feeling a loved one touching you with their hand or placing their arm around you or your back or your shoulders for reassurance and comfort. It may feel like a caress, a tap, a stroke, a pat, a kiss, or even a hug. I had a lady call in here one time. She told me that her husband had just passed a few months before, and she was in bed, and all of a sudden she felt a kiss right on her cheek because he kissed her every single night when he was alive. So why wouldn't he kiss her now? These are all forms of love and affection and nurturing. There are also oftentimes such reassurance occur when the deceased loved one is aware of the tremendous grief from the one being touched. Do you know that your loved ones know that your heart's breaking? They know that. They're doing everything in their power to let you know that they don't want you to do that. So maybe all of a sudden you feel like a tap on your shoulder. Or maybe you're laying in bed and all of a sudden you feel that bed on the other side of you go down. Man, you got chills. Animals can do this too. I had a lady the other day call me and said, Michael, do you believe, or maybe it was, it was at an event. I just did. I just did an event. And thank you, Stephen, for reminding me. She was at an event. She asked me questions. She goes, because she was missing her pet. And she didn't understand this. She didn't understand what was going on. And she asked me, she said, Michael, do you believe that spirits of animals go on? Now, there's a lot of people listening to me, and there'd be a lot of people that would disagree with what I'm about to say. And that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. But my opinion is this. My opinion is that I definitely believe that every spirit goes on. Animals, people, we go on. I have more animals communicate with me than I do people sometimes. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm running a boarding house for animals. But that's okay. I love animals. But we feel a touch. That's 3. We're not going to get, I don't think we're going to get through these. We'll see. Smelling a fragrance. 4. Smelling a fragrance. You know, maybe you smell cookies. Maybe you smell their favorite perfume or cologne, or maybe they smoked a cigar or use a certain bath powder. A lot of times, my grandmother had this special scent. I mean, I don't say that she smelled or anything like that, but there was just a scent about her. I could never put my finger on it, but there was just something about her. And so I smell that every once in a while, knowing that she's with me. You know, sometimes my grandfather, you know, I had a great-grandfather. He smoked a lot. So sometimes I smell cigarette smoke, and I know that that's him, smelling a fragrance. 5, visual experiences. After-death communication, such as these include a wide variety of visual experiences and often are divided into 2 categories, partial visualizations and full visualizations. Such experiences can range from seeing a transparent mist to seeing an absolute solid vision of a loved one with many gradations in between. As a medium, that happens to me all the time. Sometimes I'll see your loved ones as a mist, and then sometimes they're as solid as I can reach out and touch them. Very first psychic fair I ever did, very first mediumship thing I ever did, this lady got a reading from me, and all of a sudden, as she got up, she shook my hand, and as she got up and ended the reading, right beside her on the left-hand side of her, I saw a young man with black hair in a blue shirt, blue jeans, with a belt around him, tennis shoes, in his 20s, as detailed as what I just described to you. The only difference is all of a sudden he flickered. Because for a minute, I thought, where did this guy come from? And then I took a breath and I saw him flicker. Which means that he was a spirit. I told her, I said, ma'am, did your son pass away when he was about 20-something in a red car, have an accident? And she said, yes. She started crying. I said, sit down. There's no charge. But I need to pass on something to you. I need to prove to you that life continues on, that your son's quite aware of your grief, and that he loves you. We're not paying attention, my friend. We're not paying attention. Ever since I was a young boy, I've had one foot in this world and one foot in the spirit world. I have a really hard time sometimes. My friends can contest to this and tell you, if they were here, they would tell you the same thing. I have a really hard time sometimes distinguishing between real and spirit, because I see them in such detail. A lot of you listening to me right now, you're awesome mediums, but you're not trusting the gift inside of you, and it's my job to tell you to start trusting it. We live in great times, and we need to step into who we are, not to be afraid of it. That was free. That didn't cost you a dime. All right, let's move on. Visions. These after-death communications occur where an image of a deceased loved one can be seen as a photo, either two-dimensional or three-dimensional, like a hologram. They may also appear as a movie suspended in the air. Visions such as these occur in radiant colors, either external with your open eyes or eternally in your mind. A lot of times, spirits will talk to me outside and inside my head. Yeah, I do hear voices outside of me at times. But I also hear them inside me sometimes. Depends on what your gifts are. So maybe you're having a vision of your loved one. Maybe, you know, you're sitting all of a sudden in your house and you're going, whoa, huh? Hi. That's a vision. Twilight experiences, number 7. Such after-death communication occur where the experiencer is in an alpha brain wave state, such as when waking up or just falling asleep, praying or meditating. Twilight experience. You know that little place of like, oh man, I'm going to go to sleep, and then you just start relaxing. Because, you know, in that moment when you're, because you know what's really going on right then? When you're getting ready to fall asleep, you're shutting your brain off. Your brain is constantly going wah, 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 wah at you. And at that moment, when we go into meditation, or when we're going to fall asleep, or right when we're waking up, we're in that twilight place, that place of what I call spirit. We're alpha brainwave state. And that's when they can talk to us. Number 8. During sleep. Do you know that your loved ones come to you in your dreams a lot? A lot. A lot. They just told me to say a lot 3 times. A lot. actually step four now, to come to you in your dreams. Pay attention. Cite your imagination. It's real, my friend. It's real. Come on. It's real. Out of body. After death communication. While you're asleep or in a meditative state and involved in a dramatic out-of-body experience where you visit your loved ones' lives in the afterlife. Anybody ever travel to the afterlife? If you did, come on, contact me. I would love to hear your story. InsightsWithMichaelYML.com. You had an out-body experience. I've never had that. I want to experience that so much. But if you've had one, come on, please contact me. InsightsWithMichaelYML.com. I want you to share your story on air with me. Come on. Because I believe it. So come on, share it with me. Because I've never had that. I've never had that experience. I would love to have that. But if you've had, share it with me. 10. Telephone calls. Ring, ring, ring. You go to the phone. You hear static. You go, Michael, they actually call me. Ring, ring, ring. Or your cell phone goes off. Ring, ring, ring. Nobody there. But there are telephone calls. I get them all the time. Telephone calls. Have you ever just been like on the phone and all of a sudden there's no dial tone at the end? Something for you to think about. Number 11. Physical, if I could say that word, that'd be great. Physical phenomenon. Yeah, I think I got close. People who are bereaved often report receiving a wide variety of physical signs from their loved ones include, okay, we already talked about some of these, lights blinking off and on. I was doing an event one time, and I was doing a crossing over event, and where we were having this event, they had just put motion sensor lights out in the hallways. And we were in the room, and I had told people, I said, okay, I believe that your loved ones are about to communicate by blinking off lights or some kind of a sign. I don't know if I said lights for sure, but I said there's going to be some kind of sign, so pay attention, okay? Unknown to me, for a while, there's lights blinking off and on. The motion sensor lights are coming off and on down the hallway. One of the workers that work in the building, he was sitting by the door, and I just happened to notice that he kept looking out the door like he was looking for somebody. So finally, there was a reading that I was going to do in the back of the room, and all of a sudden, I saw the lights blinking off. And I said, okay, nobody thought that that might be our sign? We're not paying attention. We're not knowing what to look for. They didn't know for sure what to look for. They said, well, we thought you met inside the room. I was like, okay, that is paranormal. Because there was nobody out there that I could see. But I could sense them. I could feel them. Lights blinking off and on. Mechanical objects being turned on. I had this happen to me one time. Scared the daylights out of me, actually. My TV in my house came on. I didn't have a remote control. The TV just came on. You had to turn the knob. Photographs and various other items being moved or turned over. Or rearranged. Happened in a house that I lived in. I was married. We went. I wasn't even married yet. We were engaged. I went into my fiance's bedroom because she wanted to call me in there for a reason. And I went in there and we came out. And she went back in there and she started screaming. And I ran in there, and everything on her walls was laying on her bed. I was a little spooked out because I didn't know what I know now. So I was like, okay, we should call the priest. I didn't know what I know now, okay? Don't laugh. It happened. All right. All right. Sabonic number 12. We did get to them all. All right. We good. All right. After death communication. People frequently ask God or their loved one for a sign they still exist. How many of you listening to me, show of hands, how many of you right now want a sign from your loved one that they still continue to exist? Raise your hand. Many report receiving such a sign, though it may take some time to arrive. We are a very impatient society. We think rush, 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 rush. We want everything instant. Your loved ones do not work on your timeline. They don't work on my timeline. They work on their timeline. As a medium, I don't know all the time why certain loved ones come through quicker than other ones. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that yet. But all I know is that they show us signs, and they are around us, and that they do want to communicate with us, and that there is life after we take our last breath in these bodies. I didn't always understand it. I didn't always know it. But I know it without a doubt, because now I talk to them all the time, which I would not change for anything inside of me. You couldn't give me enough money to quit doing what I'm doing. There's no way that I would stop. Sometimes, does it get overwhelming as a medium? Absolutely. There's not a medium on this planet that wouldn't tell you that sometimes they get a little overwhelmed. But I will tell you that a medium that is doing it for the right reason will tell you that they would not trade it for anything in the world. I'm like a bridge between you and that world. That's as closer than you think, actually. I believe heaven is right among us. And I could tell you why I believe that, but that's a whole nother show and a whole nother book that I need to write. Your loved ones are quite aware of what's going on in your life right now. And a lot of times, as a medium, I have told people things that, you know, they go, well, did my loved one know about that birth? Absolutely. They were right there. Did my loved one know about the graduation? Absolutely. Right there. Right now, there's a lot of graduations getting ready to take place. There's somebody right now, a young person that's listening to me, or a young lady right now, and you're missing somebody, and you're not. Hold on. You're not thinking that they're going to be there for your graduation. Absolutely, your dad's going to be there. You might not sense him. You might not feel him. You might not even know he's there. But I'm telling you, he's there. He's going to be there. When I was a kid, I was scared half to death of death. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was. And as humans, we make that so final, a lot of us. We make that so, like, it's the end. but it's only the beginning. We can change the way we look at it. It's only the beginning. You know, there's a lot right now, a lot of people making transitions to the other side, more so than any other time in our lifetime. Do I understand why? I don't understand why. But I will tell you there's been mass exits. And there will be more. I don't understand why it's going on. I just know that it's going on. But I know that they communicate with us on a daily basis in their own little special way, in their own time. They'll give us little things to let them know, to let us know that they're with us. It could be a special song plays just at the right time. A car goes by that they used to drive, similar to a car they used to drive. You know, you're thinking about them, and all of a sudden the phone rings and there's static on the other end. A light exploding. We had a guest, her son, on the other side. He passed when he was 11. He loves to explode light bulbs to get their attention because they're not paying attention. So that's pretty dramatic. Let's not have exploding light bulbs. That's pretty dramatic. You know, here's one. How about you're out in the country and your car breaks down? And you're scared, and you know, maybe your grandfather or your dad or somebody used to come and fix your car, and now they're not in body form anymore. They can't do that in physical form. But all of a sudden, you're sitting there, and you got your head down on the dash, and you're crying your eyes out. You don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, you hear beep, 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 beep. There's a car behind you, and this old man gets out, and he says, do you need some help? And you say, yeah, my car broke down, and I don't know what to do. I'm really scared. And he says, leave it to me. Everything's going to be okay. You go sit in the car, and I'll let you know when I'm done. And you happen to doze off, and all of a sudden you hear the hood close down, and you look around, and there's nobody there. And maybe it was snowing, and there's no tracks on the ground. What just happened? Your dad stepped in. It might not have been him in that physical form, and maybe it was him. Because they don't. Sometimes they might come back in different forms for us. Because they know what we want and what we need. And what we're emotionally able to handle. Right then. All right. I was just told to take a call, so we're going to take a call. 916, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, I was talking to you earlier and got cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Diana, I only got the one pick card, and then you remembered the car, and I asked you if I should use that solution, and I think it was the airplane that went over.
Yeah, okay. You're supposed to use it, but you're also supposed to get somebody to look at that car. But that will help a little bit. But you do definitely need somebody to look at the car. And I appreciate you calling back in. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I could hear you. You couldn't hear me. But so, but I'm glad we finished the call, and I appreciate you calling back.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead with another 916 really quick here. Let's try to squeeze these calls in really quick. 916, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. And it's very interesting hearing you talk, especially, you know, about life after death. And I was wondering if you're able to get in contact with a loved one.
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Raymond.
Raymond? Okay, thank you, Raymond. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I will tell you, I don't know if anybody's going to come through. I'll tell you right now, okay? But I will try, all right? That's all I can do. All right, I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Please only answer yes or no to my questions, okay? Is there a person that passed away in an accident, a young person?
No.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if it was connecting with you, and that's okay, because I wasn't sure. So that's definitely okay. I'm not picking up anybody at the moment, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, okay. I couldn't connect. All right. All right. Because I'm not really just feeling any of that right now. 510. Hi.
Hi, Michael and Aisha.
Hi. How can I help you really quick? We're going to run down on time here.
Anything that you say.
Okay. Okay. What are you stressed out about?
School.
It's like I see you pulling your hair out. Are you pulling your hair out?
No. I got to save on to the shreds I have.
Okay. Well, come on. All right. Because I just saw you, like, pulling your hair out. Just, like, stressed out. There's a picture. It sort of reminded me. There's a picture of this cat. And its hair is all, like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. And it's all, like, stressed out. And it says stressed underneath it or something like that. And it's just like my spirit guy, Stephen, just showed me that. That's how he's showing you. It's like you're just like, all right, calm down. All is well. Okay? All right, just breathe that in. Okay? I want you to breathe this in. Breathe in. All is well. All right? And so when you get this moment of stress, all is well. Okay, just keep telling yourself that. When you feel that overwhelming feeling where you just want to go, all is well. All right?
All is well. Okay.
All is well. And you keep telling yourself that over and over and over. You'll get that into your brain, and you'll reprogram your brain, and your brain will stop saying, and will say all is well. Because I can just almost see you going, So, you just want to throw something at times. So, all is well. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate I could connect with you. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Have a good bye.
All right. My last call, because we are almost out of time. We're going to have to rush this a little bit. But I wanted to get everybody on that I saw came back on when I was talking. So 253, you're on air with me. We're going to have to hurry. Hi.
Hi, it's Holly, and I have a 12-year-old little girl that just died last week. Maybe that's who you're picking up on?
Okay, a 12-year-old girl? Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a minute, Holly. Okay, does she have pigtails? Why would I see pigtails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are her parents just really in a lot of pain right now because of this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because this was sudden. Was this really sudden?
Yes.
Okay. Don't give me any information. You're doing really good. Okay. Okay, I'm not going to stay in this very long because this is really still really raw. Okay. Is her mother in bed? Why would I see her mom in bed?
I'm not sure. Probably depressed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she's really concerned about her. There's going to be signs that she's okay. She wants me to tell you to tell them that she's okay, that she didn't feel the pain. I don't know if there was
mm-hmm.
a... Okay,
yeah.
She didn't feel that. She didn't feel the impact.
Yep.
Does that make sense? She didn't feel the impact. She keeps telling me she didn't feel the impact. Was this a car? Okay. Because she's telling me that she didn't feel that. She's saying that she saw, when this happened, she saw like a hand. There was a couple of hands that came and swooped up her spirit.
Wow.
So she did not feel this. So she wants me to pass that on. I don't know if they're open to this, but she wants me to tell you that. Because it was just like, okay, it was just like this was getting ready to happen, and then all of a sudden there was a thing. Can you just hold up for a minute? I'm going to have to be on hold for just a second. Hold on. Yeah, live radio. But, hey, it was good because I forgot that I had put my angel cards in a box that was about to be thrown on the trash.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, Spirit stepped in and saved them. just like that girl, and we'll get back to her. Were you close? She's saying that you were close, but not real close.
Yeah, not real close. Well, it's embarrassing, but I dated her dad in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Definitely lost touch, but right. I'm still close with other members of that family.
Right, yeah. And she's just, there was something that happened at her funeral, I don't like to call them funerals, celebrations, and luckily they've changed some of that wording now. They used to call them funerals, now they call them celebrations of life. And that's always cool. But something about butterflies. I don't know if there were butterflies in her room. She's making a reference to butterflies. You might check on that. She's making a reference to butterflies.
Does she want to say anything to her dad?
That she loves him. Why is he taking responsibility?
He was driving.
Oh, he was driving. Okay. Yeah. She's saying... for him to stop taking responsibility, it's not going to bring her back. And he's just beating her. He's just beating himself up. Because I kept hearing, not his fault. Pass that on to him.
Okay? I will. She
does not hold him responsible. He needs not to hold himself responsible. It was just an awful accident, and nobody understands it. I don't understand it, but it was time for her to go. We don't understand, but it was just her time. But he didn't cause this.
Okay, because I'm worried about him, too.
Yeah, if he doesn't get out of this, yeah, I'm worried about him. He needs to get out of this. Otherwise, he's not going to be in a good place.
Yeah.
And so let's get him out of this, okay? It's not his fault.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I got to go. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, because I'm almost out of time. I got about 6 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Now I know why we had a two-hour show. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have got to talk to that little girl and to Holly. There's a reason for everything that happens. I'm sorry to the person that called in, the young man that called in. I'm sorry I couldn't connect with you. I just wasn't picking up anybody. That does not mean that your loved ones don't care about you. Please don't interpret that way, because that's not true. It just means for whatever you pick up, okay, has nothing to do with you. So please don't think that, because I don't want you to think that, and your loved ones don't want you to think that. All right? I just sometimes can connect, and sometimes I can't. I don't understand why. I just don't get it sometimes. But that's just part of my job. Let's see. Go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net really quick. Let's see who's coming on tomorrow. My guest tomorrow is Melinda Carver, 6 p.m., Melinda Carver. She is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairdescent, psychic medium, receiving and passing on messages to you from spirit guides, angels, and deceased loved ones. Please join us tomorrow, Melinda Carver. We will be taking a few calls, not a lot of calls. Okay? A few calls. All right? So that's tomorrow. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that you got something after about that afterlife communication thing. Let me give you their website one more time. Go over there. There's a lot of stuff. I didn't cover everything in detail. They did a study. Website, www.neardeath.com. www.neardeath.com is their website. I'm going to try to get them on here sometime in the near future. I only invite. I don't know if they'll come, but we hope they do. If Spirit wants them here, they'll be here. So that's the way I look at it. Because that's how I, every morning, every time I do a show, I think, okay, who's going to come to listen? And I am glad that you chose to come listen to me today. Hopefully you got something out of it. My personal website, and if you would like to get a reading from me, I got time to do some readings, full readings. Also, there's a new thing going on my website where you can actually pay later. And, you know, gives you up to, I think it's like 6 months, gives you 6 months to pay for your reading. So keep that in mind when you set up readings. You'll find that information, www.spiritualtalkradio. That's the show site. My personal site is Spiritually Awakening. Let me get my tongue working here. Spirituallyawakening.com. You can set up readings, learn about me, and learn about how to pay later for your reading. That's always a good thing. All right. Find all that information over there, spiritualawakening.com. If you want to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. Share your stories with me. If you've had after... Okay, let's do this. You've had after-death communication. Tell me your story. Tell me your story. I tell you my stories. You tell me your stories. And if you give me permission to share those on air to help other people, that would be awesome. If you don't, I won't share them. But I would love to hear from you. Your stories. After-death communication. You got some? Share them with me. You want to share them with others? Let me know. Send them insightswithmichaelymail.com. Insightswithmichaelymail.com. I would love to hear those. Yeah. I share my stuff with you guys. Share your stuff with me. Come on. All right. We're done. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name's Michael, and I love you. The question is, I want to ask you today, do you love you? You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you so much for being so wonderful, and thank you so much for sharing your life with me today through phone call.
Nice.
I enjoy talking to you. I really do. You guys are awesome. Do you know that I think that you rock? I really do. And so go rock our world a little bit. It needs it. Shake it up a little. All right. See you guys later. I believe I can fly. And so, all right. And I know you can too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll actually talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central. Thank you. Bye-bye.
want to sing the song.